Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Alec Mappa Hot Mess with Matthew Dempsey, psychotherapist. Actually, that was very misleading because Matthew's not in today, and neither am I. We've recorded a bunch of shows over the holidays so that you wouldn't be left high and dry without any content. Now, the whole origin of the Hot Mess podcast was, you know, I dealt with depression for years. I dealt with my own personal problem for years. I never got any help because I was embarrassed. So I started a show, a podcast about mental health, to talk about mental health issues and take the embarrassment out of it, take the stigma out of it, because everybody's a hot mess. I think that, you know, when we're open and truthful and vulnerable with each other, it actually makes us all stronger, right? Because we're only as shameful as our secrets. So on every single Hot Mess podcast, we wanted there to be practical advice. You know, a hot message that we could, you know, advice we could all use during the week, kind of a wrap up to the subjects we were talking about, the mental health subjects we were talking about on the show. So we had so many hot messages that were great, great advice from a whole universe of guests with diverse experiences. And I love these messages so much. Our fantastic editors and producers gathered up the best of the best of the hot messages. And I, trust me, if you listen to these hot messages today, you're gonna have a better day. Who doesn't wanna have a better day? I wanna have a better day. So stay tuned. We'll have some more hot messages right after these important messages.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Welcome back to the show. You ready for some hot messages? Me too. Okay, first up, we have Jodi Sweetin. Remember her from Full House? Well, of course, we recorded this one during the pandemic. So she talked about pandemic stress triggers. We all have them. Here's Jodi Sweetin.
To stay as present as possible, I think the thing that the pandemic has done has made us worry about the future so much. I mean, and that's an understandable thing. But be present. Look at your feet. Where are you? Stand grounded in that moment and know that you exist and that you will continue to exist despite whatever the universe might throw at you. You will continue and you can do this.
Jolie Fisher's one of my favorite people. And she grew up in a show business family. Her mom's Connie Stevens. And she's just such a great, she's just such a great broad. She's so much fun. And here she talks about her childhood and breaking the cycle of dysfunction that she was brought up with. It's easier said than done. Here's Jolie Fisher.
You mean the expert?
Yes, the expert. The space aunt, the mother of all things.
I mean, I hate to like hammer it out, but I feel like I need to. Write it.
Wow.
Write it. Yes. You know, like I get up in the middle of the night sometimes and go onto my notes on my phone and I go, oh my God, I just had a weird dream and I'm going to write this. And what did that mean in the morning? And I have notebooks everywhere. I wrote my book longhand, the whole book.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then said, here, can somebody type this? Because I suck at typing. And I have the same tech problems as you do, Alec Mappa.
Yeah.
But I am full analog. Like this is me. Like I'm like writing all day long. And I think it is like a trip. Like there's, you're not going to lie in your own hand in something that nobody's going to look at. Right.
Yeah.
You're not going to lie. You're not writing it for, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Matthew's a big proponent of writing. I mean, you talk about how it just rewires your brain.
Yeah, it really does. But Jolie, specifically, I'm not even sure if you're even as conscious of it, but what you've described is exactly the right way to do it, because you're not only writing things down, but you are choosing very consciously the way in which you're framing things. So to put that positive framework on it while still honoring how you felt your emotional experience is perfect.
And I feel like I've been doing it my whole life. Like I have journals that I pulled out when I started to write my story. I pulled out and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I wrote that. I can't believe, whoa, that sounds pretty much how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Or, oh my God. Or, oh, I can't believe that girl who was tortured by that boyfriend at 22 years old who felt like that. I don't feel like that at all anymore. Wow. Yeah. She was a hot mess. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, memorialize it.
Yeah.
You know, chronicle it.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that.
Great advice. I love you, Jolie Fisher.
I love you so much.
Tom Lenk is hysterical. He's one of my favorite people. He's a character actor. You may remember him from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and every single commercial you've ever seen. Here, he talks about shame trickers. I don't know why I'm laughing. I just, because everything about Tom is so funny. Even when he's talking about shame, here's Tom Lenk and shame triggers. Okay,
I'll wrap it up. If you're finding joy in something, others will notice, and you know, it can only bring more of that to you, et cetera. Oh, but also just know that sometimes I'm like, I hate this video. Is it even funny? I'm sick of it. Someone pay me money. Give me a job. God damn it.
I think that was your hot message. We usually have our guests do a hot message. But there's that message of like just doing something because it makes you. But like if you had a hot message for the other people out there who are in between.
In between triumphs?
Yeah. What would you say? What was your hot message?
Something that I tried to put out via the Instagram, which is like, stop trying to make the perfect thing. Hey, writers on a sitcom, stop rewriting the joke 100 times. There's no perfect joke. There's no perfect ending. Like you're saying results. You just have to pick one and finish typing it and press save. You have to do your final paint stroke and put the painting down. It's never done. The painting's never done. You got to put the brush down and let other people just make up their mind about it. So I think if you can take the pressure off yourself to stop being perfect in the things that you're putting out there, as far as what you're creating or with your job or in relationships, and just know like, if I'm putting energy into it and working on it, that's still a great thing.
Yeah.
Nikki Blonsky stole America's heart when she was in Hairspray playing Tracy Turnblad. And she steals everybody's heart when you meet her. Here she is talking about coming out as queer.
No matter what you're going through, you can get through anything. There's nothing I've learned in life. Life's going to throw curveballs and it's going to come at you every which way from Wednesday. Mm. But people are way stronger than we give ourselves credit for. And just find a reason every day. I make a conscious decision every day when I wake up. I'm like, I'm not going to let anybody get in my way of having the best day possible that I could. So find a reason to smile and know that I thank you for welcoming me to the community the way you have. And I'm sending you all virtual hugs always.
Nico Santos is a really good friend of mine. He was on Superstore playing Mateo, and he's so honest and vulnerable. Here he talks about imposter syndrome because he got a television show right away, was off Broadway with Susan Sarandon. And from the outside of it, it looked like, oh, all your dreams have come true. And he still had personal issues to deal with. Here's Nico Santos talking about imposter syndrome.
Well, actually, it's funny. Like, I had a friend recently who tested for a pilot and he didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, he was sort of like doing this whole pity party about it. And, you know, I had to tell him, it's like, listen, like, I go through the same things you're feeling right now. And people who are more successful than me are going through the same things that we're both feeling. Like, mm-hmm. just because you reach, you know, you're there wishing that you wish that you had my career. I'm here wishing I wish I had their career. Like, you know, those feelings never go away just because of the success. It's always like I said, like, it's always going to be there. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
you can't get away from yourself.
Yeah.
And also the grass is always greener where you always water it. No, that did nothing for anybody.
I love it. Okay. I love it. Let's water the grass. Thanks, Dad. If you've ever watched Two Dope Queens on HBO and you saw Naomi Ekperigin, you know she's a brilliant, brilliant stand-up comic. She's also a great, great guest. And here, her hot message was all about self-care versus self-indulgence. Here's Naomi and her hot message.
A good way to take care of myself that I have found, especially in the last 6 months, is calling friends. You remember dialing the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Having a conversation? Oh, my God. It is a beautiful thing. And it's so funny how you, at least for me, I'll be like, oh, that person just disappeared. It's like, no, they've been living. Call them up and see what's happening. Like, literally, if you're not in my face, I kind of forget. And I'm like, how you doing, girl? And it's like, wow, are you thriving? Oh, no. Are you living with your in-laws? Inquire, talk to me. Because whenever you talk to people, right, you realize it's like getting out of self. Because I'm sitting here in my head being like, oh, God, I'm so sweaty and my career. And then I talk to somebody who's like, I got 5 kids in a one bedroom. What's up with you?
That puts things into perspective.
It does.
If Yardley Smith's voice sounds familiar, it's probably because you've been hearing it for the past 30 years or so as Lisa Simpson. Here's her hot message on obsessive productivity. Here's Yardley Smith.
I would say, you listen to me when I tell you there is maybe nothing more important than balance. Having lived most of a life out of balance, you cannot understate the value of balance. And that, you know, bragging about how little sleep you had and how much you got done at the expense of your well-being and your mental health, you will be face down in the mud in no time flat. Yeah. So don't do it. This is a cautionary tale.
Thank you, Yardley.
I love you.
Love you too. Johnny Sibley is everywhere these days. He's going to be on a new reboot of Queer as Folk, and he's also on Hacks on HBO. Here, his hot message was all about post-experiences coming out. Here's Johnny Sibley.
I would say try not to go into the negative of both what people are saying about how fast you're doing it or how good you're doing it, and just really try and stay curious. Give yourself some grace. Don't feel the need to speak out on things that you don't know about quite yet. Yeah. You know, just take the time to to enjoy the view.
Yes.
No, but really just take your time. Offer yourself some grace and realize it's a journey, not a destination.
Yeah, I love that.
That's beautiful. Dulce Sloan. Oh, Dulce Sloan's one of my favorite people. Again, she's on The Daily Show every day. She's a brilliant stand-up comic, makes everybody laugh. And here she talks about Black mental health and her hot message on Black Girl Magic and Black mental health. Here's Dulce Sloan.
Check on your strong friends because Black women are usually the strong friend. And people don't always check on the strong friend. And a lot of time your strong friend is the one who's going through so much because they won't allow people to see them in a certain way because they can't. So that's the, especially with all this going on.
Oh my God. If I was in New York, I would be at your doorstep with Filipino food right now. I would like have a whole
Sizzik is my new shit.
Listen, Sizzik is my new shit. That's how I check on my friends.
Oh, every time I call my friend and ask him to eat, how do you say it? Is it Sizzik? I don't know how to say it.
Sizzik.
Uh-huh. There's a club here that sells it, and I'm like, yo, man, if I keep getting this, I'm going to lose my neck, dog. If I keep messing with this.
If you have TikTok, if you have Instagram, you know who Mark Kanamura is. He brings happiness and rainbows and positivity wherever he goes. Here's his hot message on creativity.
my mantra in the last like couple of years has been to be gentle. Like I always have to remind myself of that just because I tend to be like my own worst critic. I tend to be really hard on myself. I tend to set like, you know, sometimes some unrealistic expectations. And I just find that when I repeat that to myself, be gentle. I find that there's like this sense of grounding. There's a sense of peace. And I find that it's helpful for myself. And that simple little reminder, I think it's become really important for me. And I think it could be important for, you know, others where, you know, do what you need to do. If you need to rest, rest. If you, you know, need to take a walk, go take a walk. If you need to do, you know, it's just, yeah, this sense of gentleness on yourself.
Gentle, Matthew.
I love it.
You're crushing me. Get off. Just be gentle.
How will you learn?
Denali. What a terrific drag queen. We had her on the show and she talked about negative self-talk and how harmful it is. So here's her hot message on how to navigate that.
My hot message to them, and I say this at the end of all of my shows, is to believe in divine timing. If you are in a space where you feel invisible or you are very negative and you are, you know, kind of just putting a lot of that negative self-talk on you, understand that life is all about dips. It's all about, you know, ebbs and flows. And that if there is a kind of dark period that you're going through, that it can only be light after that. As cheesy as it sounds, it is a pattern that has followed my life so much, be it the Cirque du Soleil thing, be it my figure skating career, be it the fandom reception on Drag Race, everything. So if you are going through something, understand that there is divine timing with it and it will make sense later.
Wow.
That's what I would say.
That's so great. Jackie Beat, larger than life, world famous drag superstar, was on our show. Here's her hot message. So good. On sex positivity.
Well, I mean, I got to be perfectly honest. That person wasn't ready to hear it. So I don't know if it would matter, but just, I really feel like, and it's very similar to my career because now it's, you know, Drag Race, very young, you know, these people, like just have faith in yourself and have faith that you are really just not only okay as exactly as you are, but for somebody, maybe quite a few somebodies, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like really, what, maybe you're the blueprint of their lust. So, you know, there's these younger drag queens, you know, that have a million followers and they can't put a fucking sentence together. And I'm not even being shady. And then you have me over 30 years writing for legendary people. And like, I'm sorry, I'm fucking funny. And I'm sorry, I can fucking sing. And I'm really good at what I do.
Right.
But you know what? I'm not the McDonald's of drag. And I'm not the McDonald's of sex. I am a fucking filet mignon. So when you can afford it,
I love it. I didn't know Tina Burner before she was on the podcast. And after just spending a couple of minutes with her, we all instantly fell in love. Here's her hot message on turning adversity into strength.
You know what? Somebody said it. It was one of the best quotes I've actually heard in probably since I've ever been alive. And it came from actually Kylie Sonique on All Stars. And
love it.
She said, don't let that hurt child make your grown-up decisions.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, I heard that too. I love it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the message too. But the other message I would personally leave to someone is like, find a way to laugh. You know, find a way to laugh about the situation.
Oh, of course.
Find humor. There was always a way in humor. And like, I've always said, if you know, you don't laugh, you'll cry. But I mean, I look myself in the mirror every day and I look in it and I just find a way to make myself laugh or find something funny in the day to just look and laugh about. Find something really serious. And find the fun in it. Because you will. In every situation, you'll find some sort of laughter.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav bros.
Good job.
See? Don't you feel better? I mean, just these messages of people's experiences. And it really all comes down to you got to take great care of yourself. Lucille Ball once said, in order to get anything done in this world, you really have to love yourself first. And I hope that's a hot message you'll take with you throughout the day. Take care of yourself and your mental health. You can follow us on our socials. Matt can be found on MJ Dempsey Psych at Instagram. You can follow me at Alec Mappa on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can follow us both at The Hot Mess Pod on Instagram. We love hearing from you. Tune in next week. We'll have more hot mess fun. Okay? Bye-bye.
This has been a Stage 29 podcast production. The podcast is executive produced by Patty Ciano, Lafern Cusack, and Stephanie Kaysen. Our audio editors are Jackson Ruff and Jonathan DeMatti. Callie Kelts is the social media producer. And a special thanks to the rest of our podcast crew, Rwani Horenigay, William Cusack, Lisa Clark, Katie Brown, and Morgan Kaler.
This podcast has been produced by Stage 29 Productions for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice, do not reflect the opinions of this company, any of its parent companies, affiliates, subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, or advertising agencies. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. For more information, please go to stage29.tv.